Group President Lance Ashworth said the property owner wants millions for the land.
We've identified this half-acre portion that the burial ground is contained on, or contained in. The trouble is that the remaining 10 acres he has includes other significant ruins from the Revolution, including the officers' horse stables, the foundation of the stables. And so what you have on his property is like a little time capsule of the Revolution.
Ashworth said the group is seeking a matching grant to help fund the purchase and preservation of the property. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.